Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And you guys, if you are feeling isolated, if you're feeling like you don't have a tribe of women, like-minded people to really help you transcend from where you are right now into the person that you know you are being called to be, or maybe you're getting that soul calling and you're not quite answering it yet, and it's turning more into a scream and it's starting to make you feel even more awful than the thought of facing the fear around doing that actual thing. If you're in any of these positions, you have to join me this year at The Bliss Project. It is March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, and it is going to be a life-changing weekend. If you've been wanting to bust through your fears and really meet a like-minded tribe of people, this is exactly where you must be. If you're feeling called to this, I want you to go check it out at theblissproject.info right now. It's also in the show notes. And who is this event for? You guys, I really want to get clear on if you're feeling called to it. I want to make sure that you know what is going to go on there. So if you have always had a desire to do something big, but you've always been afraid to follow through, if you feel like you don't have the tools or the expertise to take the next step, if you wish you had that tribe of supportive people, if you're ready to take that next step into the next level, but you have no idea what that's even supposed to look like, or if you just want to feel more fully alive each day, and this is absolutely for you if you want a deeper connection and understanding in your relationships, if you want to become more fulfilled in your own job that you have right now and in daily tasks, if you want to know the true desires of your soul, and if you're ready to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And truly, if you are feeling called to expand your spiritual connection, we're going to be doing some incredible exercises, meditations. We have some awesome teachers who are going to come in and really give you the space to understand what that feels like for you, because for everyone, it's so different. But to be able to do it together makes you feel even more connected than you've ever felt before. So if you're interested in meditation, if you want to create a solid foundation for all of your goals and dreams to be built on, or if you just need a mental reset, a confidence booster, and to really own your own personal power, you guys, this is the place that you want to be. So there are still some tickets left, but they sell out fast, you guys. And this year will be the best Bliss Project that we've ever done. We have a really amazing team working on it, and we're adding so many more things than we have ever done in prior years, because I know that when I get the opportunity to put epic women into a room, I want magical things there so that you guys can truly have the tools to create your own amazing transformation and experiences. And you guys, what happens there is nothing short of miraculous. So if you're ready to create your transformation, if you're ready to step in, if you're ready to have your tribe, this is where you want to be. And I hope that you join us and that I get to meet you and hug you and see you there. So theblissproject.info. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it is time for another quickie, because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And this is my last quickie of 2017. What? Where in the world did this year go? And if you lived to the fullest in a way that you love, you are celebrating the start of 2018 and the close of 2017. And no matter what, no matter how you lived out 2017, I want you guys to take a minute to realize that every single failure, every single moment, every single minute of procrastination or of doing things that were not aligned with your highest self, your highest truth, were all very vital in order for you to take the lessons and learn the things that you needed in order to create a 2018 that is more aligned with your soul, that you fall in love with. So I just put up a couple quotes that are really, really, really speaking to my soul right now. I just put them up on Instagram. And one of them is, success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. And that is Winston Churchill. And I want to talk to all of you who maybe feel like 2017 was not your year. And I really want to, I want to reframe that, because whether we are claiming or saying things are not our year or this is our year, first of all, you guys know how I feel about really looking at the darkness and the failures as the contrast, because we do not get to enjoy the wins. We don't get to enjoy the sunshine or the harvest without the tough stuff, without the failures, without the lessons. Win or learn, right? It's not win or lose. It is win or learn. You're either doing one or the other. So it's so incredibly important to realize that failures are such a huge part of learning and success. So I want you to reframe the idea that you had around 2017, whether you feel like it wasn't your most successful year, that that was a year that is always setting you up. So maybe it was really successful, right? It's not like you're going to have a 2018 that's full of a bunch of failures, because you maybe had a great 2017. It means that you're always learning. I don't want to look at it anymore as this was either a bad year or a good year, right? It was a year full of exactly what your soul needed to become its highest version of itself. And the thing that I want you guys to really remember is that you're here to create the experiences that you need to become fully you. And sometimes we are forced to create those experiences. Sometimes we are excited to create those experiences. And other times our soul is going to deliver us exactly what we need that we would not create for ourselves. So I don't know anyone in their right mind necessarily who would create something that was very traumatic, or who would create something where they lost a business, or who would create something where they lost a relationship or a friendship. But a lot of times those are the things that we need in order to propel ourselves forward, or to remember what boundaries to set, or to remember how we want to go into our next relationship, our next business, how we want to set things up from here on out. And we're never going to understand that unless we go through those tough things. So really keeping the enthusiasm up as we are moving from failure to failure, or from learning to learning. I really wish we could just create a different word around failure, right? Or just create such a different perspective around what that word is, because it really rocks. Like, there's so many things that I wanted to set out to do in 2017 that I did not do, or that I feel like I did not complete, or that felt like a complete flop. And, you know, those are the things that told me what to do next. And it also told me, you know, am I getting clear? Am I still excited about this thing? Is this still something that I'm enthusiastic about? Do I need to reroute? Do I need to create a new plan? So I want to share the other quote that I'm really feeling right now that I just actually read this morning, but it really summarized how I feel about 2018, because there's a small part of me that is getting a bit wigged out because it's going to take more courage than I have at the moment. So it doesn't mean I don't have it. It just means that I have to tap in a little bit deeper, because we all have it. And it's not going to show up until I really call upon it. And this is something something that I know is so obvious about courage is that it's not going to show up until you create the experience where it is do or die. Because it's not like I'm going to sit here in my cozy chair in my cozy house without anything scary going on around me. And I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to really work on this courage. I'm going to practice this courage right now. I'm going to make sure I muster up all of this courage so that I can feel like I am triumphant when I go on that stage of 10,000 people and speak. Yeah, not going to happen, you guys. Not going to happen. So if you're waiting, or you're thinking that you can get all of the courage that you need in the comfort of your own home, you are dead wrong. You have got to create a life that makes you summon all the courage you require, right? That Hamilton quote, summon all the courage you require right before the thing and during the thing. That's it. I cannot practice and summon all my courage that I require for the thing until the thing is right here and right now. So create a life that makes you do or die with your courage. And it's not die, right? It's all learning. So I go there. Like, even if I feel like, oh my God, what if I totally screw this up? What if I fall on my face? What if I do deliver just crappy content? What if I don't move people? What if this is not something that really shifts people the way that I want? What if people say I suck? Well, then they do. And you did the thing and you learned. And now you know exactly what you will and won't do. And you get to go on your deathbed. And before you die, you get to say, I lived a life that really fully made me expand into the human that I was sent here to be. Instead of, boy, I wonder if I could have done that. Wow, I have so much left that I am dying with. Wow, I really didn't share what I knew. Wow, I didn't share all the love that I had. I'm so unfulfilled. What would I do with just another day, another year? What could I have shifted? Could I have left this world a better place than when I came? Was my life all for nothing? Or did I run this thing until the wheels fell off? And you guys, that is what I am doing. That is what I'm going to do. Whether I fall on my face, whether people say I suck, whether people don't like what I have to say, it's called learning. And it is a whole lot less painful than looking up to the sky or talking to your creator, whatever you believe, and saying, I don't have what I need. I didn't use what you gave me. And, you know, this life was a waste because I was too scared to live it. I will not do that. I will go out kicking and screaming and sharing and using the gifts that I have been given and tapping into them and forcing them to come out. Because let me tell you, they're not coming out on their own. I have to create the experience that forces this gift to come out, or it is not happening. How do I know that the gift is there? Because number one, we all have it. You have it. Yes, you do. Even if you don't know what it is yet, it is still there because you're made from the same exact stuff that I am. We're made from the same dust on the earth that we are all connected way more than we even realize, right? So really, really, really creating those experiences that force that higher version of yourself to come out. So the other quote that I was talking about is by Anais Nin. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. And it's really just the courage to be you, to show up more fully you in all that you do, whether that is when you are in line at the coffee shop and you are just fully you, smiling, sharing, saying goofy jokes, whatever that is, sharing something that you love, or whether that is you creating that content that you want, putting that business out into the world, finally writing that book this year, finally putting out that e-course that is fully unapologetically you, knowing that you will never please every single person, that this is just about the act of creation and really finding your tribe and speaking directly to those people, and knowing that it is all about the courage to be yourself. And when we start to feel fearful, you guys, just reflecting back on this poem or on this quote, life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. When we are not doing what I just shared on this podcast, when we are not courageously stepping into something, creating those experiences, life is shrinking. So if you are feeling fearful, if you're feeling scared, unsure, feeling like people are judging you while you're judging other people, getting more critical, thinking people are getting more critical of you, this means that you are shrinking because you are not stepping in anymore. You are allowing someone else's fear and opinion get to you and have you stop taking action. So when we stop taking action on these goals and on these dreams, that's when life starts to shrink. It feels smaller. It feels scary. It feels like there's terrible things going on in the world. We start watching more news. We start buying into the fear. We start eating off of the fear plate, and that is what's fueling us, and that's what's feeding us, and the world gets smaller and smaller and smaller until we're stuck on our couch, and even that scares us. So you guys, step in. Step in. And sometimes you don't even need more goals. You just need to tap into the courage to say no and get really clear on what is and what isn't aligned with your highest truth. So what do you need to say no to that is going to give you some room to get really clear on what it is you want to say yes to? Have the courage to live the life that you were sent here to live. This is it, you guys. 2018, we are doing this together. This podcast has been one of the biggest blessings for me of 2017 to speak my truth, to start stepping in courageously to how I actually feel in a much bigger way. You can expect a whole lot more courage in 2018. So this podcast is either going to be even more for you and it's going to just charge you up and get you totally revved on your life, or it might start to wig you out a little. It might start to scare you if you're not ready to step into your courage and into your truth. Because I am speaking to the people who are ready to make big moves. I'm speaking to the crazy ones who believe they can change the world, because we are the only ones that will. If this is you, say yes right now. I know you just did because you are with me. I know I'm speaking to my tribe. And you guys, I am wishing you the most abundant, beautiful, brave 2018 that you can possibly imagine. I can feel your heart expanding right now, because you are the one and you are ready and you will change the world. You can expect so many beautiful things that I am going to help you with to step into this in 2018, not to mention my book that will be coming out in May, but you'll be able to pre-order in most likely March. And that is all about creating and finding your tribe and the seven sacred agreements that are going to help you keep a tribe and live a more blissful life. This is not just about a happy life. This is a blissful life, two totally different things, getting so aligned and so clear to follow your bliss and have the courage to follow your bliss and create the tribe and the rituals that will support that. So that book is coming out in 2018. Finally, it's only been like 4 years in the making. Oh my God, you guys are like, seriously, where is this book? So that is happening in 2018. Chris and I are about to go work on a course. I'm doing it right after this, actually, that is all about getting so aligned with your truth. It is basically going to be your one-stop shop course that is going to be coming out in the next couple of months. And we are pouring our hearts and souls into this so that you guys can step in the biggest way possible. So you can stay tuned for that. And also, Chris has a mastermind with only a few spots left. And I'm going to be doing a podcast about that next week, not just about that, but you'll also be getting tons of added content and value. But he's a business mastermind that anyone can join after the application process, just to make sure that you are a fit and you get the most value out of this mastermind. You guys know that I swear by masterminds. I have been in one for about the last 4 or 5 years, and I pick a new one, just about a new one every single year. And I also have a personal mastermind that I do. And you guys, this is Chris's business mastermind. So if you are ready to elevate, if you are ready to take your business to 7 figures this year, you want to go to For the Love of Money. jeremy.com/mastermind, and you can check out everything there. He only has a few spots left though. I think he has two or three at this point, and this will be for the entire year. You'll be meeting a few times a year and going over your business, making a plan, and having that tribe that is going to support you and around those beliefs, around the ideas, and around the plans that are going to take your business to the next level, just dependent upon where you are in your business. And if this is a fit, you will find out through the application process. You guys, this has been on his heart for so long, because his zone of genius is to take people to the next level with their money mindset and with their business. And we know that without having the funds and the money, you cannot get your message into the world. So money is just an energy, you guys, and you can absolutely create it from the same place that you create all of your rich, beautiful content that shifts the planet. It's the same thing. So that is absolutely what I have had to learn and had to really implement in my life. Otherwise, you would not be listening to me on this podcast. You would not be getting the content. You would not be hearing about a book and a launch and a book tour and all of those amazing things, because that costs money. And money is just the same energy as in which I wrote the book from. And it's all equal. And you guys, I hope that you go check that out. And I'm just so freaking excited. Can you tell? Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. And I'm just going to tell you one more time how much I appreciate you. You guys rock my world. And to be able to share and to be able to feel so connected to you through this podcast is a dream come true. So until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.